我们同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
每次到你面前来的时候，我们都要说你是极配得我们一切的称颂和爱戴。
Each time we come into thy presence, we say that thou art worthy of our praises and adoration.
因为从永远到永远，你是把你自己的心意放在照着你形象所造的人的身上。
Because from everlasting to everlasting, thy heart and thy purpose is upon the man who has been created in your image.
我们常带着无知和愚昧到你的面前。
We often come before you with foolishness and ignorance.
但你总是有够用的恩典来容忍。
But there is sufficient grace with thy forbearance.
也有够用的恩典来拯救。
And there is sufficient grace with thee to deliver us.
主，我们向你低头敬拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
晚上我们再次聚集在你面前。
This evening, as we gather in thy presence,
愿主借着你自己的话向我们再次发出亮光。
Lord, may you enlighten us once again through thy word.
主，你叫我们看见你何等乐意把你心里的意思都向我们道出来。
Lord, allow for us to see how willing you are to pour forth all that is in your heart to us.
只是我们这些人总是那个器皿是没有配得起来。
But it is just that we as a vessel is not worthy of it.
主，你的话说了。
Lord, your words are spoken.
我们接不过来。
We cannot receive them.
就像当日人没有办法接受你说的话一样。
Just as in the days past, man did not have a way to receive thy words.
主，但愿你怜悯我们。
Lord, may you have mercy upon us.
救我们脱离从前那些人在你面前的无知。
Deliver us from the ignorance that was in days past.
借着你自己的灵开我们的里边的窍。
Through your spirit, you would open up our channel within.
从你所说过的话的里边看到你今天要我们看见的光。
Through thy spoken word, may you show us the light which you want to show us today.
主，我们向你低头下拜。
Lord, we bow our head and worship thee.
因为你实在是我们的主。
Because indeed, thou art our Lord.
你是按照你那永远的旨意来引领我们。
And you lead us according to your eternal will.
又是用着永远的爱来纪念我们。
And you have remembered us according to your everlasting love.
你又和我们所立的永远的约束了你自己，不会离开你所说的话。
You have constrained yourself with the everlasting covenant which you have made with us that you will not forsake your word.
主啊，我们要在你面前向你再次说，我们感谢你。
Lord, once again in thy presence we just say we thank thee.
因为你给我们看见。我们在你面前永远是有指望。
Because you show us, we forever have hope with thee.
因为你把我们放在你那永远的旨意的里边。
Because you have placed us in your eternal purpose.
主，我们再次说，晚上向我们说话。
Lord, once again, we say to thee, speak to us this evening.
借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，在我们里面做工。
Through the spirit of wisdom and revelation, work within us.
做到你自己的心意满足。
Work until thy heart is content.
我们也在你的面前得以完全的得释放。
That we can be perfected and we can be delivered completely before thee.
赞美感谢我们的主。
We praise and thank thee, Lord.
听我们的祷告，奉主的名。
And we listen to our prayer in the Lord's name. We pray.
Amen. 感谢主，我们从他的话的里边永远是看见。他给我们看见前途。
We thank the Lord that He always shows us a future through His words.
也叫我们看见，我们是一直朝着光里面行走。
He also shows us that we forever will head toward the direction of light.
上次我们读到末了的时候
，Last time at the end，
我们留意到我们的主说的很明确的话。
We took note that the Lord spoke very clear words.
他向以色列人所立的约
，the covenant which he made with the Israelites，
没有人可以更改
，no one is able to change。
他与人中间那一个关系
，the relationship which he has with man，
当然这个人是蒙拣选、蒙纪念的那些人。
Of course, the man we're referring to are those who are chosen, who are the elect.
神永远不会忘记他们。
God will never forget them.
那为了这样的一个缘故
，For that sake，
他向耶利米说话的时候，透露了一些新约的秘密。
As God spoke to Jeremiah, He revealed some of the secrets in the New Testament.
在那个时候， 距离新约的时间还有好长的日子。
During those days, there's still quite a period of time before the new covenant.
起码有五六百年。
At the very least, 500 or 600 years.
但是神好像等不及了。
But it seems as if God could not wait anymore.
他就透露了一点。
He manifested some of.
从道成肉，神的儿子到地上来做人。
From the fact that he revealed that his son, the Word, become flesh, to become man.
成就救赎的工作。
To accomplish the work of salvation.
然后带进新约。
And to bring in the new covenant.
就一切旧约里边的那带给人的那种阴影都停止了。
So that all the shadow, all the hindrances of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant upon man comes to an end.
那神说过了这些事情以后，
After God spoke all this,
就非常肯定地说，没有人可以改变神这个定义。
Assuredly, God proclaimed that no one can change this will.
如果神所定规的自然的规律是可以更改的话，
Now, if the natural laws which God has ordained can be changed,
神与以色列人所立的约也就可以更改。
Then, would the covenant which God made with the Israelites be able to change?
如果整个宇宙可以给人量度的话，
If man can measure the entire universe,
那么神所定规的事情就有条件发生改变。
Then there will be qualification to change the will of God.
换一句话来说，根本就没有什么可以摇动神所定规的事情。
In other words, nothing can change what God has already willed.
那为了这样的一个保证，
Now, because of this guarantee,
我们今天看到32章，神就做了一些事情来印证他所说的这些话。
Today we can see in chapter 32, God did something that was to confirm the words which he has spoken.
32, 33这两章，
Chapters 32 and 33
都是跟着31章末了神所宣告的那个事实引出来的。
Follows on and is brought out according to the fact which God has proclaimed in chapter 31.
那是怎么说呢？
What does it say?
我们留意32章开始就说，
We take note at the beginning of chapter 32.
犹大王西底家第十年，就是尼布甲尼撒王18年，耶和华的话临到耶利米。
The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar.
那我们先来抓住那个当时历史的那个事实。
Now let us first take note of the historical fact.
西底家第十年，
the 10th year of Zedekiah,
就是被掳前的第二年。
That is the second year before captivity.
也就是犹大的气数到了最末了的时候。
In other words, that was also the very end of the nation of Judah.
还有两年。
Two more years.
也许还不够两年。
Maybe not even so.
还有一年多。
Maybe a year and a half.
犹大就灭亡了。
Judah will come to an end.
但是那个时候，
But during that time,
犹大人自己本身没有这个感觉。
The people of Judah themselves did not feel this way.
但是环境却是给犹大人很大很大的威胁。
Yet the circumstances caused a great threat to them.
因为那一个时候，
At that time,
弟兄姊妹留意第二节。
Brothers and sisters, think note verse 2.
巴比伦王的军队围困耶路撒冷。
For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem.
就是说耶路撒冷已经给围困起来了。
That means Jerusalem was already surrounded.
犹大人是拼命在那里抵抗。
The people of Judah continue to resist.
也抵抗了好久。
They resisted for a long time.
巴比伦的军队也没有一下子就攻下来。
The army of Babylon could not subdue them right away.
你从这里的记载也可以看到。
Here we can see.
一直围攻了一年多，差不多快两年，才把耶路撒冷攻破。
They have surrounded, besieged Jerusalem, and attacked Jerusalem over a year and a half, 2 years before they can subdue Jerusalem.
我们用中国人的一句话来说。
In a Chinese saying,
犹太人当时是困兽犹斗啊。
The people of Judah at that time was surrounded just like a caged animal.
但是他还是拼命在那里。
Yet they are still resisting, striving there.
所以在他们所以能这样子。
So they're able to do this. Because they felt. The people of Babylon continue to attack us very fiercely now. Yet they cannot win over us. Sooner or later we will subdue them. Because they've come far to attack us. They've attacked us for such a long time, they have no more supplies to back them up. Not long after, we can conquer them. At that time, that was the thought in the people of Judah. Therefore, they were still able to be so stubborn and resisting. Where does this reflect for us? Of course, on the one hand, we can see through the resistance they have of the Babylonian army. From history, we can see. During that time, Babylon was able to wipe out many of the nations in the Middle East region. Very quickly and easily, they were able to be wiped out. Yet, now in the region of Judah, they have a great resistance. Brothers and sisters, then you can see the will of the people of Judah and their fight and resistance are very strong. Because of that, they are not able to receive the word of God through the prophet Jeremiah. God proclaimed, you will be in captivity in Babylon. The city of Jerusalem will fall. King Zedekiah will be taken captive to Babylon to speak with the king of Babylon eye to eye.
在那边做, 俘虏,
to be a captive there.
他没办法接受这样的, 讲话。
There was no way he was able to receive those words.
那所以那个时候呢,
so at that time,
西底家王就把耶利米 监禁起来了。
King Zedekiah imprisoned Jeremiah.
为什么监禁他呢?
Why did he was he shut up in prison?
就是因为他说城要给攻破，王要被掳。
Because he proclaimed that the city will fall and the king will be in captivity.
整个的犹大都要被掳。
Entire people of Judah will be in captivity.
你们现在虽然是好像打得有声有势。
Now it seems like you're putting up quite a resistance.
但是终极你们都要失败了。
But at the last, you will fail.
那他就是因为说这些话，不在当时人的耳朵里头，非常的不中听。
Because he said those words, it was not received by the people.
所以西底家王就把他囚禁起来。So
King Zedekiah imprisoned him.
也许他像亚哈王一样。Maybe
he was like King Ahab.
对那个先知亚西亚一样。
Maybe he was just like King Ahab who treated.
你现在说我打，一定不能战胜。
Who treated the other prophet that you say, I will not conquer my enemy.
好,先把你监禁起来。
Let me first imprison you.
我得胜回来才办你。
I will take care of you when I get back from victory.
也许西底家王那时候也是存这个意思。
Maybe King Zedekiah also had that thought in mind.
也许他又是因为还不敢完全得罪神。
Maybe King Zedekiah dare not completely offend God. So he only imprisoned Jeremiah.
那好了,现在32章的事情和33章的事情发生,都是发生在这样的一个环境里。Now
chapters 32 and 33 takes place under these kind of background.
对犹大人来说,
to the people of Judah.
他们已经退守到耶路撒冷,困在哪里?
They have already retreated to Jerusalem and were surrounded there.
犹大,如果看这样的眼界的情形,是看不见前途的。
Now, we look at Judah in this kind of surroundings, there's no more future.
而西底家呢？啊，对，对不起，耶利米呢
？And for Jeremiah，
他就给囚禁在那个护卫兵的院子里。
He himself was in prison in the court。
就是那个御林军嘛，用文明一点的话来说。
To use the terms is like the imperial guard. That's the prison where the imperial guards are。
或者用近代的话来说是宪兵队了。
Or maybe now it is like the federal court prison。
这些都不重要。
Nevertheless，
重要的是弟兄姊妹们你留意。
What's important is take note。
是在这样的环境里。
It is under this surrounding.
耶利米还一直说,
Jeremiah continues to proclaim.
耶路撒冷一定给攻破,
Jerusalem will fall.
犹大一定要被掳,
Judah will be in captivity.
但是神在他的时间到了, 他要把犹大重新的带回来, 建立在这里。
Yet in God's time, when the time has come, God will restore them and bring them back and establish them again.
犹大将来要重新建造,
even though he speaks of the fact that Judah will be rebuilt again,
但是人听不进去,
yet man cannot accept these words.
因为在重新建造之前要有被掳,
because before the rebuilding, there must be captivity.
那所以耶利米当时的处境是非常非常的艰难的。
Therefore, the situation for Jeremiah at that time was extremely difficult.
但是神说，借着他说的那些话。
But the words which God spoke through him.
能不能成就呢？
Would those words be accomplished or not?
是不是可以成就呢？
Can they be accomplished?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
从32章开始。
From chapter 32.
我们看到神借着耶利米。来表明一个事实。
We see that God through Jeremiah manifests this fact.
人可以被囚禁起来。
Man can be imprisoned.
但神的话却不能更改。
But the word of God can never change.
那神怎么来显明这样的一件事情？
How does God manifest this matter?
那当耶利米还在那个监狱里的时候。
When Jeremiah was still in prison.
神就对他说了。
God spoke to him.
说什么？
What did he say?
他说你叔叔沙龙的儿子拿何面一定来见你说第六节
Verse 7 Behold, Hanamiel, the son of Shalom, thy uncle, shall come unto thee, saying
他说我在亚拿托的那块地求你买来
Buy thee my field that is in Anatoth
哎，你买这地是合乎属回之理
For the right of redemption is thine to buy it
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
你留意 这一句话
Take note of these words
我们听起来是好像没有什么大不了。
When we hear it, there's nothing great about it.
但是你和当时的那一个环境来配合起来的时候。
But if you put this together with the situation at that time.
你就很容易看见这是什么。
Very easily, you would question, what is this all about?
有那么荒唐的事吗?
How can something be so ridiculous?
兵荒马乱的时候,
it is just when there is warfare going on.
还要强迫着人去买地吗?
You still want to force other people to buy your land.
弟兄姊妹你说没有强迫啊。
Brothers and sisters, you say, no, there's no force
here. 你留意字里行间。
But take note, between the lines.
弟兄姊妹你记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
耶利米是祭司的后代。
Jeremiah was in the line of the priesthood.
他本身也就是祭司。
He himself was a priest.
那他叔叔的儿，他叔叔呢
？What about his uncle?
当然也是祭司。
Of course, his uncle was also a priest.
叔叔的儿子呢
？Therefore, his uncle's son, he is still a priest.
那弟兄姊妹，我们要注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
要是你读利未记的时候
，If you read Leviticus,
你会看到一件事。
You see one thing.
祭司的地是不能随便买随。不能随便买卖的。
For the land of the priest, you cannot exchange it casually.
根本是不能卖的。
In fact, you cannot sell it.
祭司的地上的屋子是可以卖。
You can sell the house on the land of the priest.
但是那个地是不能卖的。
Yet you cannot sell the land.
这个是在关乎祭司的这一方面。
That has to do with the priest.
但是这关乎整个的犹大呢
？As a for Judah,
关乎整个以色列呢
？For Israel as a whole,
他们地头是可以卖的。
They can sell their land.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意他在这里，他说合乎主回之礼。
Brothers and sisters, though, when you read this, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it, what does that mean? What is the right of redemption? Now, again, if we read Leviticus, we remember every 50th year God gave the Israelites the Jubilee year. That is through 7 Sabbath years.
那一年就是50年,
then the very end of those 7 sabbatical years is the Jubilee year. That 50 year is the year of Jubilee.
所以以色列人每50年就有一次新年.
So every 50th year is the year of Jubilee.
你说这个新年有什么意思?
You might question, what is the meaning of this year of Jubilee?
当然这个新年是要引出那个将来的千禧年呢?
Of course, this year of Jubilee is to bring forth to us the millennium in the days ahead.
但是新年里面最主要的是什么呢?
But what is the main focus in the year of Jubilee?
乃是一切 人, 地, 物, 都要得释放,
that is, during that year, all the people, the land, the matters, the people and the things are all delivered, set free.
比方说我穷了,
for example, I am poor.
我需要一笔款,
I need some funds.
但是我什么都没有,
yet, I have nothing.
我只能出卖我自己,
I can only sell myself
给人做奴仆,
to be a slave to others.
那可以,
that's possible.
但是呢?
But
不可能做很久,
I cannot be a slave very long.
一到了新年,
when the year of Jubilee arrives,
就无偿地回家了,
without any cost, I can go free. I can go home. I am free.
比方说,
for example,
我穷了,
I am poor.
我把地卖给,
I have to sell my land to John.
但是我按着地价卖给他,
I sell him according to the value of the land.
如果刚刚过七年的话,
if I just pass the year of Jubilee,
是第一年,
that's the first year,
那他拥有那个地只有49年,
I can own the land for 49 years.
到了第50年,
on the 50th year,
他就无偿地要交还给我,
I have to repay to him, give it back to him for free.
那这个是新年里面的那些条例,
that is the statutes in the year of Jubilee.
重在那个人和房子地图的 得自由吧,
we can put it in this way. It is focused on the man, the people, the land, the houses to be set free, to be delivered.
不能卖断的,
it cannot be sold forever.
那借着新年的这样的一个定规,
according to the statute of the year of Jubilee,
神向他的子民说出神总有那么一天要把他们带到一个完全的释放的里头,
God speaks through that ordinance to his people that one day God will forever deliver them to eternal freedom.
详细的我们不说了好了,
we won't go into that in detail.
现在这个尼利米的侄子就来了,
now the nephew of Jeremiah comes.
他说叔叔我有块地,
he says, uncle, I have a land.
现在求你来把它买,
come buy it from me.
因为这些地只能在本宗族里头买卖,
because I can only sell you the land in our family.
因为祭司的地土不能卖给另外一个支派,
because the land of the priest cannot sell to another tribe.
另外一个支派的人买另外一个支派的地还也许允许,
it may be still permitted for other tribes to buy within one another.
但是祭司的地就不能卖给祭司以外的人,
but the land of the priest cannot sell to be any other.
所以他就来说,
so he comes to say,
你来买,
come buy it,
你把它买下来,
buy it from me.
什么价钱?
What price?
他是什么价钱就是什么价钱了?
Whatever price he says is the price.
因为以色列人卖地啊, 他是根据, 离开西年还有多久来决定那个地价。
The price, the value placed upon it determines how long, how far it is away from the year of Jubilee.
如果离西年时间长一点, 地价就贵一点。
If it is farther away from the year of Jubilee, of course the land value will be more expensive. If it is closer to the year of Jubilee, then it will be cheaper.
但是这个叫做卖,
that is to sell.
我们的观念就是说,卖过来,
our concept of if I buy it, it belongs to me forever. Amongst the Israelites, that's not possible. You can at the most buy it for 49 years. After 40, on the 50th year, it goes back to the rightful owner. Now we realize this. The land of the priest can only be sold to the family. Now we take note. First, this is during warfare. Days of war, there is still battle. No one knows the result of the battle.
如果犹大真的是战败了,
if Judah falls,
巴比伦人占领了, 这样这个地了,
if Babylon occupies the land,
那你现在把这个地买回来,
then you buy the land now.
不一定是给你能拥有的。
It may not be possible that you can own it.
这是第一个问题。
That is the first issue.
第二个问题呢?
Second,
耶利米现在是在哪里?
Where is Jeremiah now?
是在监狱里。
He is in prison.
那耶利米如果有钱,
if Jeremiah has money,
那么他现在在监狱里。
He is in prison now.
并且又是在这个 就是当时那个战乱的时候,
it is still again in the days of war.
现金对他是很重要的,
cash to him is very important.
现在去买一块地,
he is to buy a piece of land.
就把那个现金花出去,
he will spend his cash.
但是买回来那个地呢,
the land which he buys though,
一点用处都没有,
there is no use for it at all during that time.
既不能耕种,
he cannot cultivate on it.
又没有收成,
there is no harvest on it.
那等于就是说,
in other words, he is just giving away his money.
白白送出是无所谓,
it's okay if he gave it away.
但是那个是那种情势的底下,
but under those situations, no one knows about tomorrow.
手上的现金是没有了，那就是很大的一个问题。
The cash on hand is important. If you lose it, that's a big problem.
那这是第二个问题。
That's the second issue.
第三个问题。
Certainly.
现在是买下来。
Now he bought it.
但是前途没有把握。
Yeah, there's no assurance in the future.
如果巴比伦人 占领了犹大,
if the Babylonians occupy Judah,
那这个土地所有权就完全没有保障了,
then all the land, all the rights to the land has no guarantee at all.
犹大如果侥幸的能战胜,
if Judah by fortune can win,
那这个复原也需要很多的年日,
it still takes quite a number of years, days, to recover.
所以你从当时的环境来说,
in the surrounding then,
耶利米买这一块地简直是毫无道理。
For Jeremiah to buy this piece of land, it has no make sense, it's not reasonable at all.
没有人在那种环境里头在做买卖的。
No one in those days would have any exchange at all.
但是是神的话先来告诉他。
But the word of God first came to him.
你的侄子,
your nephew,
会来看你,
will come to see you.
他要把他的那个地卖给你。
He will sell you his piece of land.
你就买下来,
buy it.
不仅是买下来,
not only buy it,
你还要请来见证人,
also have witnesses. Very clearly speak of this.
耶利米就听过了以后,
after Jeremiah heard it,
果然他的侄子就来了,
indeed, his nephew came.
来到了以后,
after he came,
那这个交易就完成了,
but this exchange was finished.
因为在耶利米这一边是神说有这么一件事,
for Jeremiah's side, God spoke, this will happen. So Jeremiah obeyed. Maybe the other person needed some cash to escape.
所以要快快地把地卖出去拿到现款。
So he must quickly sell his land to get his cash.
那很快就完了成交了。
So very quickly the deal was done.
耶利米就请人,
Jeremiah asked some to come.
按着规矩立了契。
According to their custom, they set the deal.
邀请了见证人,
they had witnesses.
然后,
and then,
就委托人给他去处理,
he committed to others to take care of it for him.
保留起来,
to keep it.
然后,
and then,
耶利米就宣告一件事,
Jeremiah proclaimed this.
人都不明白,
no one can understand it.
怎么可能在这样的一种光景的底下还买有土地的买卖?
Why would under this situation there is still buying and selling of land?
但弟兄姊妹留意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
但耶利米做完了这一些的时候,
after Jeremiah finished this, he proclaimed,
他说耶和华以色列的神这样说,
thus said of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel,
正来在这地, 比有人再买房屋,
houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land.
就是说,
in other words, this land will not forever be desolate. There is still value in this land.
这个地,
this land, this region will still once again prosper. Because God will prosper it. No one can hinder this.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, remember,
这些话不是说在平时,
these words are not in common days.
如果这些话说在平时, 那是非常简单,
if these words were in an ordinary day, common day, it's very simple.
说在非常时期,
but these words are in a very critical day. It is spoken at a very inopportune time. But thank God.
耶利米在那里说,
Jeremiah says,
这是神说的,
this is said of the Lord.
事情一定是要成就的,
it will be complete.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
那事情就这样过去了,
this passed over.
那弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
耶利米在这里做了这一件事,
when Jeremiah did this at this time,
他自己心里也过不去,
he himself had some doubt.
他自己也不明白,
he did not understand.
神啊,
God, why did you ask me to do this?
这个事情是毫无道理的,
this doesn't make sense at all.
这个事情实在是没有道理的,
this truly is doesn't make sense.
说你留意,
so you need to take notes.
接上去他就祷告了,
after he finished, he prays.
底下的那一段祷告,
after he prays,
如果没有到,
if you do not read to the very end, you think you're praying that Jeremiah is praying in the heart of God. Because in his prayer you can read how God is gracious to his forefathers, to the people of Israel.
以色列人并没有跟得上神的那个心思,
even though Israel could not follow the heart of God,
但是神啊你没有放弃他们,
yet God, you did not forsake them. You're still very gracious to them, even though you will discipline them,
但是你还是没有放弃他们,
yet you did not forsake them.
但是你如果你只是看到 耶利米的祷告,
if you only read the prayer of Jeremiah only to this point,
你说耶利米里面也很明亮,
you say it's very clear within Jeremiah.
我不敢说耶利米里面不明亮,
I dare not say it is not clear within Jeremiah.
但是一看到他这末了的那一句,
but when we read to the very end,
你看到他里面有点不明白了,
you see there is some question within him.
不明白为什么神让他做这样的一件事,
he did not understand why did God ask him to do this.
你留意他不了怎么说,
you can take note what he says at the end.
神啊你所说的话都成就了你也看见了24节的末了,
at the end of verse 24, and behold thou hast seen it, thou hast spoken, is come to pass.
那25节,
verse 25,
主耶和华呀你对我说, 要用银子为自己买那块地,又请见证人,其实这城已交在招勒底人的手中了。And
thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money and take witnesses, for the city is already given unto the hand of the Chaldeans.
就这里看到,
brothers and sisters, you see,
耶利米是顺服神的吩咐, 他是做了那个事,
Jeremiah obeyed the command of God, he did this.
但是他里面不明白为什么神要他这样做,
yet within him he did not understand why did God have him do this.
他里面好像觉得神啊, 做这个事情非常不合理,
he felt within God is not reasonable to do this at all.
虽然你说, 将来你一定要复兴这个地方。
Even though you said you will prosper this land once again.
但是现在的人看不见了。
Yet man cannot see it now.
现在的人能不能活到那个时候，他们自己没把握。
Men themselves are not assured if they can live to the day of deliverance or not.
他们不觉得这个事情会给他们什么特别的提醒。
They do not feel this is any reminder to them at all.
所以说你留意耶利米。
So brothers and sisters, take note of these words from Jeremiah. It speaks of the fact even Jeremiah himself within did not quite understand why God would do this. But it is because even in his situation when he did not quite know why God would have him do it, he still did it. We're able to see that is where it is precious. Many a times, before God, we seek after God, we want to follow the Lord's way. Or we want to seek to know the will of God. The word of God, the will of God is shown to us. Yet, we do not understand or do not know why the will of God is manifested in this way. Within us, there are still many, many questions. According to the general situation, since there is doubt within, then we have some reservations about that. The result of our withholding is we will not do according to the command of God. But we thank God. Jeremiah here lives out a very precious example. He did not understand why God did this. But because God spoke it, he did according to the word of God. Many times we say, one who truly obeys and submits to the authority of God. It is not because he has completely understood the will of God for him to accept it. One who truly submits under God's authority. Is one who, regardless of his understanding or not of God's will and arrangement, if he acknowledges it is God's arrangement, he knows that God has arranged it this way, without any reservation, he receives it. Indeed, we thank God.
最近一个弟兄写了他的过去的一些见证。
Recently, a brother wrote some of his testimony from before.
他要让我给他写一个序。
He wanted me to write some prelude for him, so he can publish it.
我就先看。
So I read it first.
那我看了以后。
After I read it,
我心里面有一个地方啊，真的是把我里头震动了一下，很厉害的。
There was some thought within me that really shook me, impacted me within greatly.
我替他写的那个序，我就用这个震动来做起头。
I used this impact within me to write the foreword for him.
这个弟兄20年从劳改场回来。
This brother returned from the labor camps after 20 years.
他被捕的时候是在北京基督徒会堂聚会。
When he was arrested, he was fellowshipping in the Christian fellowship in Beijing.
那二十年劳改场出来以后，
after return from labor camp after 20 years,
他就去看王明道先生。
He went to see Mr. Wang Mingdao.
王先生一看到他的时候，
when Brother Wang saw him,
王先生的眼睛就湿了。
Mr. Wang's eyes was wet.
就对他说,
and said to him,
某某人,
so and so,
我连累了你了,
I have caused you pain.
那个弟兄怎么说呢?
What did the brother say?
他说, 叔叔,
he said, uncle,
你没有什么资格叫我去为着你去坐牢。
But you do not have, you're not qualified for me in any way to be imprisoned for your sake.
我是为着主而去坐牢的。
I was imprisoned for the Lord's sake.
那王太太在边上就插嘴进来。
So Mrs. Wong on the side interrupted.
她说对呀。
She said, yes, that's right.
某某弟兄说的话对。
So and so, this brother, what he said is correct. Brothers and sisters,
你留意到,
you take note.
20 年是短时间吗?
Is 20 years a short period of time?
你为什么20年在那种场合, 那种环境里面过呢?
Why did you spend those 20 years in that way?
那出来的时候,
after you return,
是频繁出来啊。
You come back poor as So he was vindicated after that time.
那二十年的时间是很短吗?
Is 20 years a short time?
这个弟兄我认识他。
I know this brother.
他进去的时候二十几岁。
When he was arrested, he was in his 20s.
出来的时候快50岁。
After he returned, he was near 50.
人生最青春最黄金的时间就这样报销了。
And so his prime years just went away, just like that.
但是你看他跟王先生的对话的里面。
But we can see in his conversation with Mr. Wong.
无怨。
There was no grumbling.
没有叹息。
There was no sighing.
他还认定一件事。
He was still assured of one thing.
为着主的缘故，我接受这样的遭遇。
For the Lord's sake, I accepted what happened to me.
任何一个人还不能成为他受苦的那个原因。
No one can be the reason why he suffered.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We indeed thank our God.
我可以想象得到。
I can just imagine.
这个弟兄，你说他完全没有想到，他在那段日子里边有一点苦味，那这个我不大相信。
For this brother, during that period of time, is I hardly can believe that we can say he has no bitterness at all.
但是有件事情我能相信。
But there's one thing I can believe.
当他感觉有苦味的时候。
At the times where he felt bitterness,
他一定会是回到主的面前。
Assuredly, he will return back to the Lord.
所以他才能在20年后。
Therefore, he's able to, after 20 years,
是那样坦然的、无怨无悔的来说明他自己的遭遇。
To come boldly, without any regret, without any grief or sigh, to express what he has encountered.
我绝对的相信我的弟兄一定会想过这个问题。
I absolutely would believe our brother would think about this.
说你为什么让我那么长久待在那样的地方?
Lord, why did you have me in this situation for such a long period of time?
别人不知道我是没有犯错误的，但是你一定知道。
Others may not know I have no wrong, but you surely would know.
为什么你会让我平平白白的在这种环境的里头一年过一年。
Why would you just allow for me in this situation to spend my days year after year?
我肯定我的弟兄一定有这个想法。
I'm sure that our brother would think this way.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
有这个想法不稀奇，因为人就是会这样想。
It's not a wonder that he would think this way because man would think this way.
约翰在监牢里的时候，他也有过这样的黑暗。
Even John the Baptist, when he was imprisoned, had such darkness.
但是你看到我们的弟兄是能坦然，经过了事情以后能坦然，你就知道他怎么样能走过那一段。
But after the period of time, when we see our brothers able to come boldly in this way, we realize how he spent those days.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
明白而顺服, 那是已经很宝贝。
To know and submit, that is still very, very precious.
在不明白里头, 还是顺服,
Yet, if we do not understand, we still obey.
这个就太宝贝了。
This is indeed too precious.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在耶利米这一个祷告的里面,
In this prayer of Jeremiah,
你没有,如果没有末了的那句话,
If you do not have the last words,
我们还不知道耶利米在神面前这个宝贵的, 这个顺服的那个质量是何等的高。
We still do not realize the nature or the essence of Jeremiah's obedience to God is so high.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
当年的耶利米,
Jeremiah in those days,
他活在神的权柄的底下,
he lived under the authority of God.
他真真实实摸到神的权柄,
he truly touched upon the authority of God.
他也没隐瞒他自己里边的那个幽暗,
and he did not hide the darkness that was within him.
是他祷告到神面前去,
so he prayed before God.
神马上就给他一个回应,
immediately God gave him a response.
神给他的回应在什么呢?
What did God respond to him?
前面的那一段,
it is in the first half.
很显然的,
it is very clear.
实在是告诉他,
then the Lord told him again,
神这样对付以色列人的那个原因,
the reason why God dealt with the Israelites in this way,
这一点耶利米是完全明白的,
Jeremiah completely understands this point.
但是耶利米里边的难处是在哪里?
But what is the difficulty within Jeremiah?
里边的难处就是,
within his hardship is,
70年后的事,
after 70 years,
是不是真的? 像神的话所说的,
is it truly as God's words proclaimed?
也难怪耶利米这样想,
it's hard to blame Jeremiah for thinking this.
因为我们还不够太了解, 当时神跟耶利米说话的时候, 耶利米的感觉怎么样?
Because we cannot really grasp the feeling of Jeremiah as he is conversing with God at that time.
好像耶利米, 有这样的一种感觉,
it seems as if Jeremiah had this feeling.
70年回来, 大概是没有什么难处的,
there's no difficulty returning after 70 years.
但是70年回来以后,
but after the return,
以色列的复兴就真的像神你说的那样吗?
Would the revival of Israel be just as you proclaim, God?
因为 你叫以色列70年后回来,用人的想象来说, 那个是不可能的。
In man's concept, God, if you have Israel return after 70 years, that is impossible.
头一个你要问的, 谁去解救以色列?
The first question is, who will deliver Israel?
如果是以色列人自己可以拯救以色列的话, 那以色列就不会落到那个光景。
If the Israelites themselves can deliver themselves, they would not be in that situation in the first place.
如果别一个比巴比伦更强的来解救以色列,
if another nation that is stronger than Babylon to deliver the Israelites,
他们怎么会把以色列这一批廉价的劳动力,
why would they set free this group of Israelites that is cheap hard labor for them?
这个是不可能的,按个人来看,
according to man, that is impossible.
尤其是从犹大被掳到巴比伦那么长远的路程,
especially for Israel to be in captivity to Babylon, such a far away place.
所以70年后回来, 大概,
so after 70 years, there is a return that may be possible.
因为也许那个比巴比伦更强盛的人, 把巴比伦灭掉, 他就把这些犹太人打发回来。
Maybe after a stronger nation that destroys Babylon would set the Israelites back to Israel.
但是打发回来, 打发他们回来是叫他们继续做奴隶。
To set them home, but to continue to be slaves.
这个是绝对有根据的。
There's absolutely a foundation
for that. 我们看当时古列王, 后来的历史, 我们看古列王把以色列人释放回来, 虽然不是做奴隶, 但是, 只是比奴隶高级一点。
We can see that later on when King Cyrus set the Israelites back, it wasn't to be slaves, it was just a bit higher than being a slave.
并没有能完全恢复到像大卫的时候的日子。
They could not recover until the days like David.
也没有恢复到所罗门的那个日子。
They did not recover until the days like Solomon.
因为我们都很清楚。
We can see very clearly.
犹大人回来的时候。
When the people of Judah returned.
顶多的就是做了总督。
At the most, they can be was a governor.
王就没有了。
They're not a king.
这是以后的历史。
That is the history.
但是神在那里说的那么的明确。
But God says so clearly.
我不知道。我实在不知道。
I really don't know.
当时耶利米在和神谈话的里头他领会到一些什么。
For Jeremiah, as he spoke with God, what he was able to understand.
但是我们也稍微能知道一点点。
But we're somewhat able to realize.
因为尤其是在我们今天在新约里边的人，我们读这些记录的时候。
Especially for us today in the New Testament, when we read the recordings.
你读到神跟耶利米所说的话，一直说到国度，一直说到说到造成肉身，说到国度，说到新天新地去。
We can see that God continues to speak to Jeremiah until the word became flesh, until the kingdom, until the new heaven and new earth.
我们现在是领会到这样的情形。
Now we're able to understand that.
但当时耶利米会不会也感觉到神话里有话还没有说清楚呢？
But at that time, would Jeremiah still feel there are some words in the words of God, yet God did not say it very clearly.
这个是非常有可能。
That is very possible.
所以才有他那个祷告那个话。
So there are his words in prayer.
现在巴比伦人已经围困了我们。
Now Babylon has already surrounded us.
但感谢神。
But thank God.
神就是这样跟他说。
God spoke to him in this way.
我管教我的百姓。
I discipline my people.
这个事情不能更改。
This cannot be changed.
但是我不放弃他们。
But I will not forsake them.
这个事情也不会更改。
That also will not change.
那然后神又说了。
And then God continues to say.
说什么呢？
What did he say?
神说他要把他们带回来。
God says he will bring them back.
带回来又怎么样呢？
What will he do?
零碎的事情我不说了。
I won't go into detail.
我说大的事。
I will just say in general.
先看四十节。
Verse 40.
我要与他们立永远的约。
I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
弟兄姊妹注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
永远的约。
It is an everlasting covenant. Pay attention to this.
什么叫做永远？
What is an everlasting?
永远就是没有时间限制的。
Everlasting is no limit of time.
时间不能限制。
Time cannot confine this.
也就是说不可能有改变。
In other words, it cannot change.
弟兄姊妹，神跟以色列人立过多少约呢？
Brothers and sisters, how many covenants did God make with Israel?
立过好几个约。
Many, many covenants.
但是那几个约呢？
But those covenants
都是都隐隐约约提到那个永远的事。
Those covenants hiddenly hints at the everlasting matters.
比方神是告诉他们说在一些过节的时候或者在一些献祭的事情上面。
For example, when God tells them about the festivals or the sacrifices,
神就告诉他们说，
God tells them,
这就做永远的定例。
This is an everlasting ordinance.
神已经给他们一个永远的那个观念。
God already gave them this concept of everlasting.
神和他们中间有那个永远的关系的这种观念。
This is an everlasting relationship that God will have with them. That's the concept which God gave them. But very meaningfully,
神和以色列人立约的时候，
when God made the covenants with Israel,
一直是提醒他们千万不要背弃与神立约的事。
He continues to remind them to not forsake their covenant with God.
因为如果他们背弃与神立约的事，
if they forsake the covenant,
神会对待他们如同对待从前迦南地的原住民一样。
God will deal with them just as God dealt with the inhabitants of the land of Canaan.
这是在生命记里面很明显的翻来覆去说得很清楚的。
That is very clear repeatedly throughout Deuteronomy.
换一句话来说，
In other words,
神把以色列人选召出来，
After God chose the Israelites,
这一个选召并不保证他们永远在神面前蒙纪念。
This choosing does not guarantee they will forever be remembered before God.
神只是给他们看到他们有 永远蒙纪念的条件。
God only shows them they have the qualification to be forever remembered.
但是能不能永远蒙纪念，这个要看他们自己。
But whether they can be everlastingly remembered depends upon themselves.
如果他们自己不愿意的话，那这个永远蒙纪念的那个条件就不兑现了。
Then they themselves, if they do not want it, the condition would not appear.
所以你看过去神跟以色列人所立的约是给他们有永远蒙纪念的观念，但是却没有永远蒙纪念的保证。
We can see in days past when God made covenants with Israel, He gave them the concept of everlasting, of eternity, yet He did not give them the guarantee.
是告诉他们说这要做你们中间永远的定例。
So God only told them this is a perpetual ordinance amongst you.
但弟兄姊妹，你留意到这里。
But brothers and sisters, take note here.
神说，我就不是在跟他们说这要做他们永远的定例。
God did not say it will be a perpetual ordinance with you anymore.
我要与他们立永远的约。
But I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
并且随着他们施恩，不离开他们。
That I will not turn away from them to do them good.
并且他们有敬畏我的心，不离开我。
I will put my fear in their hearts that they shall not depart from me.
用什么你留意到这些事。
Brothers and sisters, take note of all this.
不是耶利米听来大概70年以后回来，不大可能有这样的光景。
When Jeremiah heard this, he felt...This condition may not exist after return, after 70 years.
我们也不必推测耶利米心里面怎么想。
We don't need to guess how Jeremiah is thinking.
不过我们就事论事，我们就看到这样的一个问题。
But even as we read it, we see this issue.
那所以神在这里就说了。
So God says here,
我要和以色列人立永远的约。
I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
我让他们与我当中的关系完全的正常。
The relationship they have with me will completely be normal.
现在我要你去买你侄儿的那一块地。
Now I want you to buy your nephew's land.
就是要在这种不可能、不应当发生的环境的里边，我要借着这样的事情来向人宣告，我要。在以色列人中间所做的那一件事。
It is during this inopportune time, this which is not reasonable, I want you to do this to proclaim what I will do amongst the people of Israel.
短期内这些土地都不值钱了。
In short period of time, this land is worthless.
但是总有一天。
But one day.
这一个地上那种兴旺的情形。
The prosperity in this land.
是没有人能想象得到。
No one's able to fathom.
那神就跟他说了这些话。
So God says these words to him.
那神就说出他将来用实际的那个行，要让他，我说清楚一点，神是用着耶利米，用一个实际的行动来印证神的信实。
God uses, Jeremiah uses and very practical action to confirm his own faithfulness.
来印证神的宣告。
To confirm his proclamation.
那神跟耶利米说过了这些话。
After God said all this to Jeremiah.
那隔了不久。
Not long after.
那是33章。
That is chapter
33. 耶利米还囚在护卫兵的院内。
When Jeremiah was still in prison in the court.
那就是过了不久。
Not long after.
多久不知道。
I don't know how long.
反正是不久。
But not too long.
就是卖地的这一件事情的情绪还没有过去的时候。
Even not long after, when he still had the feelings about buying the land.
神就第二次跟耶利米说话。
God spoke unto Jeremiah the second time.
第二次跟耶利米说话说的话呢。
What did he say the second time?
仍然和这个买地的事情有关的。
Still has to do with the purchase of this land.
但是撇开那一件事情了。
But aside from that.
就说到神的心里边的所要做的事了。
God speaks of what he will do in his heart.
说的是什么呢?
What did he say?
神这次说话先说了他自己。
God first speaks on himself.
第二节你留意。
Pay attention to verse 2.
成就的是耶和华。照做 为要建立的也是耶和华，耶和华是他的名。他如此说，你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事情指示你。
God said of the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
神在这里向耶利米介绍他自己。
Here God introduces himself to Jeremiah.
这些话，你说他从前有没有向摩西介绍过呢？
Now these words, you wonder if he introduced himself this way to Moses.
有没有向亚伯拉罕介绍过呢？
Did God introduce himself to Abraham in this way? Yes.
但是在这里，向耶利米在说出他自己的时候，
But here when God once again speaks of himself to Jeremiah,
就说得更具体一点，
speaks very practically.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
头一件事，
the first thing,
神说出他是始。
God speaks, he is the beginning, he is the end.
这个话到启示录就不稀奇了。
In Revelation, these words are not amazing at all.
但在这个时候说出来呢，就是很新鲜。
But at this time, when it is spoken, it is very fresh.
我们读启示录的时候，神是始，神是终，读好多遍。
When we read Revelation, God is the first, he is the last. We read that many times.
但是在启示录以前，
But before Revelation,
你很难掌握到这样的一个心思，说到神的自己。
It is very hard for us to grasp God's heart in this way when he speaks of himself in this way. Now God says this to Jeremiah.
成就的是耶和华。
It is the Lord who has
造作为要建立的也是耶和华。
The maker, the one who forms, the one who established.
成就什么呢？
What did he establish?
造作什么？
What does he form?
成就也什么？造作做什么？都是神自己所宣告要做的。
Whatever he forms or establishes is what he proclaims with his word.
他宣告他要做的，这是开始。
When he proclaims what he will do, that is the beginning.
把宣告做所要做的做好，这是结束。
When he proclaims his finished work, that is the end.
这个就是始，这个就是终。
That is the beginning, that is the end.
他是始，他是终。
He is the beginning and he is the end.
他管理着一切，把一切的带到结局。
He is sovereign over all to bring it to an end.
神在那里说出他的自己。
God speaks of himself.
他的名叫做耶和华。
His name is Jehovah.
那就把这整个事情就带回那个源头去了。
Then it brings us back to the origin.
弟兄姊妹都知道耶和华就是自由拥有。
Brothers and sisters, we know the Lord God is the great I am. I am that I am.
他就是始，他就是终。
He is the beginning, he is the end.
他一切都是在他那里。
Everything is in him.
现在问题在哪里？
What is the issue now?
问题不在这些神所宣告的事情要不要做成。
The issue is not with it will complete what God has proclaimed.
现在是要神在等待成就他所要做的时刻。
The issue now is to wait upon the moment, the time in which his proclamation will be fulfilled.
这个时刻是怎么来的呢？
How does this time come?
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
他说。
He says.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你求告我，我就应允你。
Call unto me and I will answer thee.
并将你所不知道又大。有难的事情指示你。
And show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not.
这说出什么？
What does this speak of?
这就大事了。
This is a great thing.
头一件事情说出。
The first thing speaks of.
这一点上，头一件事情说出。
Upon this point, the first thing it says.
神是等候向人施恩的神。
God is a God who is awaiting to shed grace to man.
神一直在那里等待。
God is forever waiting to give grace to man.
但是我们就说了。
But we say,
神的你等候向人施恩，那你就施恩就是了嘛。
God, if you're waiting to give grace, just give grace.
还等候什么呢？
What are you still waiting for?
你若欲给人得恩典，你就把恩典赐上来，不就对了吗？
If you're willing to give grace, just give the grace. That would be right.
但弟兄姊妹留意。
But brothers and sisters, take note.
神在这里也说出。
God also says here.
神是乐意向人施恩。
Yes, he is willing to give grace.
但是接受恩典
But there's a condition for the receiver of the grace. I will go into this condition later. I will say later why you need this condition. What is that condition? Call unto me. I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The condition is call unto me. Seek after me. If you seek after me, I will tell you. I will show you. I will give you grace. Brothers and sisters, we question. God, you're very, you conflict. You're waiting to give grace. Yet you must ask man first to seek after you. If man does not call upon you, you have grace, yet you will not give it. Does this not conflict?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们常常说,
many times we say,
许多许多的事情,
there are many, many things. We must first return back to Genesis to look at it. If we go back to Genesis, if we do not do so, many times we'll question why is God working in this way? He doesn't need to do it this way. Brothers and sisters, this is still the principle that is mentioned in the Gospel according to Matthew. It is the same principle used in another way. What does Matthew chapter 18 mention? That is what God wants to accomplish on earth. He needs to find man to find agreement with him on earth. Brothers and sisters, you still remember. What you have bound on earth, I have bound in heaven. What you lose on earth is loosed in heaven. It is the same principle here. God is waiting to give grace to man. Where is man? Man is on earth. Man is on earth.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, do not take lightly this issue of earth. This issue of earth is very important. When we read Genesis chapter 1, very clearly we can see in the sixth day of God's creation,
那个创造的那个中心点在哪里?
Where is the central theme of that creation?
在人和地,
it is on man and the land.
这里啊,人和地是连接在一起的,
now this man and the land is connected together.
是两个不同的事实,
it is the same fact on two sides.
但却是连在一起的关系,
yet they are united.
神要得着人,
God wants to gain man.
为要得回地,
in order to recover the land.
神要得回地,
God wants to recover the land.
所以神先要得着人,
first, God must gain the man.
你看到这件事情,
when we see that,
说你留意到当神造人的时候,
therefore, you can take note when God created man.
我们要照着我们的形象和样式去造人,
let us create man according to our image, according to our likeness.
让他们管理神所造的一切,
so they will subdue all the creation of God.
那一句话,
I often mention to brothers and sisters to take note of the words to come.
不仅是海里的鱼,
not only the fish in the sea,
不但是天空的飞鸟,
not only the fowl in the air,
不但是地上的走兽和昆虫,
not only the beasts and the creeping things on earth,
还有一个很重要的事,
but one very important thing,
和全地,
subdue the land.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, God emphasizes on the land. So when God created man, he gave man the land. After man fell, the land fell into Satan's hand. Even though it was so woeful, yet God still kept his faithfulness. Whatever he wants to do something on the land, He must find individuals who are in agreement with him.
这是我们常常想不透的。
This is something we can never understand. God, you're the Almighty God. You can do whatever you want. Who can stop you?
但是我们的神却不是这样。
Yet, that's not how our God is. Because he is a faithful God.
他既然把这一个区域的权柄交了给人。
Since he already gave this region, this realm to man.
他在这一个地方要是执行他的动作或是执行他的权柄的时候，他就需要这一个承受委托的人与他表同情。
If he wants to execute his actions, his judgment upon the land, he must find first individuals on the land who will find an agreement with him.
现在在这里也是这样。
It is the same here.
神等着向人施恩。
God is waiting to give grace to man.
人在哪里？
Where is man?
人在地。
Man is on earth.
神要在地显出施恩的功。
If God wants to manifest his grace on earth,
那神就先要寻找到与神表同情的人。
Then first, God must find individuals who are in agreement with him. Call unto me.
我就应允你。
I will answer thee.
并把你所不知道的又大又难的事情指示。
And show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest.
我们感谢赞美神。
We praise and thank God.
他在这里说出他和人中间的那一个关系。
Here he speaks of his relationship with man.
当然他先说出了他的自己。
Of course he first speaks of himself.
那神说出了这样的一个关系了以后，
After God speaks of this relationship,
底下他就说了。
Later he says,
他说的就是将来犹大要复兴。
He speaks of the revival of Judah.
早几次我已经跟弟兄姊妹提过了。
I spoke this already to brothers and sisters the previous times.
我刚才一直说到耶利米里面感觉神的事情不一定在七十年后完全成就呢。
I continue to mention the fact in Jeremiah's feeling in his heart, he may not feel that God will accomplish this after 7 years.
不是没有意思的。
It's not without intention.
第一
，First，
神说七十年后你们归回。
When God says you will return after 70 years,
这个没有问题。
There's no problem with that.
但归回到什么程度呢？神从来没有说。
Yet God never spoke how the restoration is after the return.
这个是梦在耶利米心里边的意思，我猜。
I guess this is still, I guess, a thought in Jeremiah's heart.
再有
，And then
神说到将来那一个复兴呢，不是只是犹大。
When God speaks of that revival, of course, it's not only of Judah.
连同以色列也在其中。
He also includes Israel.
那这个我们早几次已经提过了。
We mentioned that a couple of times before.
那你说要犹大跟以色列的同时显出来，那这个的确是很不简单的，又大又难的事。
For Israel and Judah to be manifested together, indeed, that's not simple at all. It is great and mighty thing.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神告诉耶利米。
God tells Jeremiah.
你不必管眼见的那个情形是怎样。
Do not be mindful of what is visible.
将来被掳以后荒凉到一个什么的程度，你都不要管。
After captivity, no matter how barren, how desolate it is, do not be mindful.
神告诉你说他要成就，神一定负责是成就。
If God tells you it will be done, it will be done then.
是什么时候成就，你这个你也不必管。
You don't need to be mindful when it will be done.
神说要成就就一定要成就。
If God proclaim it will be done, then it will be done.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
差不多。转眼间也差不多十年过了。
Not quickly, it has been about 10 years.
八年九年了。
It's about 8 or 9 years.
那是我去以色列的时候。
That was when I went to Israel.
我心里边一个非常非常大的感触。
A very deep thought, a feeling I had when I went to Israel are these words here in Jeremiah.
我在以色列在好几个城市里边都看到那些。
In Israel, in many of the cities, I see that.
在别的国家很少看见。
It's very seldom I can see it in other nations.
就是像美国，我也很少看到。
Like in the U.S., I seldom see this.
在落后的国家更是不必说了。
Of course, in the third world countries, we won't see this.
你随时随刻可以在以色列的街道上面看到人的欢乐。
But at any street in the cities of Israel, you can see the joy in the people's face.
看到他们的歌唱。
You can see them singing.
我不是说。那当然，我去的时候，以色列的地还是跟亚拉伯国家还是弄得非常的不平静。
Of course, when I went there during those days, the struggle with the Arabic nations on over land is still there's a lot of struggle.
环境虽然是不平静
，even though there's this conflict，
但是掩盖不住他们的那种欢乐和诗歌。
Yes。You cannot cover their joy and their singing.
在以色列地随时都能听到那些唱诗歌的人。
At any moment, you can find throughout Israel people who are singing.
随时你可以看到那些孩童在街道上，不是说两三个人在那里耍，而是他们好像整个的，一批整批人的在那里，很欢乐的在那里啊。唱歌作乐。
Now I'm not speaking of two or three, but a whole group, a multitude throughout the land at any time. They're singing and having joy.
我当时的感觉就是想起耶利米书这里的话。
And the feeling I had during those times were the words here in Jeremiah.
那是说第十节那里开始了。
That is in verse 10.
耶和华如此说：你们论这地方说，是荒废无人民、无牲畜之地，但这些荒凉无人民。无声处的犹大城和耶路撒冷的街上，必再听见有欢喜和快乐的声音，新郎和新妇的声音，并听见有人说要称谢万军之耶和华，因耶和华本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。底下不念了。
Verses 10 and 11。
弟兄姊妹们，我们在以色列地啊。
Brothers and sisters, when we're in the land of Israel,
当年回来的时候还学会了他们几条他们的歌。
Even when we return in those years, we learn some of the stanzas to their songs.
像说平安啊，安息啊，快乐啊。
There's peace, there's joy, there's a rest.
现在全都忘了，都还了给他们。
And of course, now we gave it all back, we forgot it.
我不知道王师母还记得不记得。
I don't know if my wife still remembers or not.
或者其他有些去过以色列的，有的记得不记得。
Or maybe other brothers and sisters who went still remember.
我连他们的单字都忘掉了。
I even forgot the words that I've learned from them.
反正就是喜乐啊，安息啊，平安啊，
But the songs consist of joy and peace and rest.
我是感谢神。
Thank God.
但现在跟将来神的那个恢复啊。
But the condition now compared to the revival in the days to come.
只不过是一个影儿。
Is only but a shadow.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神说。
God says.
日子将到。
The days will come.
他应许以色列家和犹大家的恩言。依然成就十四节。
Verse 14, His gracious word concerning the house of Israel and Judah will come to pass.
十五节你看了，当那日子那时候，我必使大卫公义的苗裔长起来，他必在地上施行公平和公义。
In those days and at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land.
在那日子，犹大必得救，耶路撒冷必安然居住，他的名必称为耶和华，我们的义。
In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name whereof she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness.
十七节，因为耶和华如此说，大卫必永不断人坐在以色列家的宝座上。
Verse 17, For thus said of the Lord, David shall never want a man to sit upon the throne of God, the house of Israel.
祭司立位人在我面前也不断人献燔祭烧素祭，时常办理献祭的事。
Neither shall the priest the Levites want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually.
先是我们不是说到犹大的后裔啊。 再也不能坐在大卫的宝座上了吗？
Did we not previously just say that there's no man of Judah to sit on the throne of David?
现在我们的主神又亲又再一次提起那件事。
Now God once again mentions about that matter.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
当一提起那件事的时候。
When he mentions about that,
立刻你就看到。
Immediately you can see.
这就提到神的儿子到地上来的事。
He speaks of the fact that his son will come to the earth. The branch of righteousness, David,
要显明出来。
It will be manifested.
带到一个地步。
Until a point.
叫众人都认识一件事情。
That all will know.
耶和华是我们的义。
That the Lord, our righteousness.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那主说了这些，神跟耶利米说了这些话。
When God spoke these words to Jeremiah.
然后就在跟耶利米说。
And then he says to Jeremiah,
没有人能废弃神的约。
No one can break the covenant of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我没时间和弟兄姊妹再看底下的这一小段。
Brothers and sisters, I don't have time to go on with you tonight.
底下这个小段是实在太宝贝了。
These words in the last passage is very precious.
但我们上礼拜回来以前，弟兄姊妹你自己反复读它几遍。
After we before we return next week, please read through it a couple of times.
你会留意到里头所给我们那个信息，所当时给耶利米的那个信息。
You can take note of the message to us, the message to Jeremiah in those days.
和当时的环境完全不能对得起来的。
It is completely uncomparable to the situation at that time.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他总是带领那些愿意寻求仰望他的人，超越眼见的环境，而结出神那荣耀的旨意。
Nevertheless, he leads those who are willing to seek after him to lead them to surpass what is visible into his everlasting will.
啊，当然主给我们啊，能有更多的看见。
May the Lord give us more vision.
我想我们今天晚上就停在这。
I think we'll end here tonight.
剩下那些弟兄姊妹回去自己先多读几遍，下礼拜回来我们再教主。
What is left? I ask brothers and sisters to read it a few times before we return to share next week.